Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So did Jesus just die for certain people? I mean, how can you call yourself a Bible-believing Christian and say, I believe the Bible's the Word of God, and then look at this verse, Hebrews 2:9, and say, Jesus didn't die for everybody. You're a liar is what you are. You're a false prophet is what you are. You don't believe this book. You believe in lies written by man. Whether that man's name John Calvin or whatever his name is, you are believing in lies and heresy. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. I believe it. Do you believe it? Anybody who doesn't believe it is rejecting the Bible. They're just rejecting the Bible. I mean, they're just looking at the Bible. It says he tasted death for every man. They just say, nope, he didn't die for everybody. That's a lie. And we've seen how many scriptures. 1 Timothy 2, he said it twice. 1 Timothy 4, Titus chapter 2, Romans 5, Hebrews 2, 1 John 2. He died for all. He died for all. He died for all. He died for all. He died for the world. He died for the world. Every man, every man.
Limited atonement. Let me explain to you why two people cannot be punished for the same sin.
Shut up, you intellectual fool. You uber intellectual. You Dr. Fat Bottom from so-and-so, the seminary, with all your degrees and all your accolades of man, you are a fool. And you know what? If any man think himself to be wise, let him become a fool. Because you know what? The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Amen. And all these man-made, logical, rational arguments against Jesus dying for everybody are the foolishness of the world. Yeah. It's nonsense. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. I will prove to you yet again. I mean, we've already proved it sufficiently. Let's prove again that Jesus died for the unsaved. He died for everybody. He died for the lost. Look, if you would, at 2 Peter chapter 2. You say, well, are Calvinists saved? You know, it makes me doubt the salvation of anybody who can look at Hebrews 2:9 and just not believe it. I mean, look, if somebody walked up to me and said, I believe in evolution, Wouldn't you doubt their salvation? If somebody came to you and said, I believe evolution, wouldn't you doubt their salvation? You'd be like, well, it doesn't sound like you believe the Bible. You know, I mean, you know, you're coming to me and tell me you believe in evolution. That's not what the Bible says. It sounds like you don't believe God's word. And then somebody comes to you and says, well, I don't believe Jesus died for everybody. They're not basing that on scripture. They're just basically just denying the word of God. I mean, you know, why wouldn't I doubt the salvation of someone who believes this stuff? You know, that's, you say, well, I can't believe you say that. Look, anybody who's saved can understand the word of God. Right. Because the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth. How can you read the Bible and not understand that Jesus died for everybody? You know, right. So therefore, it does make you doubt their salvation. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. They're denying the Lord that bought them. So did Jesus pay for them?
Yeah.
But are they saved? Well, look at the last part of verse 3. Their damnation slumbereth not. These people are described in Jude as being twice dead. These people, for them is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Yet the Lord bought them, yet he paid for their sins because he died for all. Let me just quickly, I'm going to have to skip a point for time, but